Now, Israel's military has launched an investigation into separate incidents that killed three UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. Three United Nations peacekeepers from Indonesia were killed in two separate incidents in southern Lebanon after a bloody weekend in which also Lebanese journalists and medics were killed in Israeli airstrikes. The incidents are being thoroughly reviewed in order to clarify the circumstances and determine whether they resulted from Hezbollah activity or from IDF activity. That comes from a statement posted on Telegram by the Israel military. It should be noted these incidents occurred in an active combat area where it was operating against Iran-backed group Hezbollah. The UN peacekeeping mission earlier said two of its personnel were killed in an explosion and another had died late on Sunday when a projectile hit their position. The two peacekeepers were killed after an explosion from an unknown origin destroyed their vehicle in South Lebanon. The UN peacekeeping force UNIFIL had said in a statement as well. The Irish Defence Forces, of course, have several personnel on UNIFIL duty in the area at Camp Shamrock. And with me on the line to talk about them and about what's happening here is former Independent TD for Kildare, former Irish Army Ranger and former UN peacekeeper himself, Cathal Berry. Cathal, good morning to you and thanks for taking time to talk to me. It's a worrying time for everyone connected with the UN peacekeeping force, isn't it?
Good morning, Jerry. Very, very concerning for sure. Obviously, the United Nations mission in Lebanon has had a very grim the last 48 hours in particular. So three UN peacekeepers have been killed, all from Indonesia, and two separate incidents. So the incident on Sunday night was an Indonesian soldier at his post inside his camp, and the camp was actually shelled. And the separate incident then a few miles away, most likely was a roadside bomb yesterday that destroyed an Indonesian UN vehicle, killing two of the occupants and causing some casualties as well. So it's a very tragic and grim 48 hours in the United Nations.
Yeah, and these were obviously killed. They were doing their, just going about their normal duty, carrying out patrols, which the Irish members of the UNIFIL task force would be as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Indonesian incident occurred about 25 kilometres away from Camp Shamrock. So it's in a slightly different location to where the Irish troops are at the moment. Incidentally, the Irish area is actually quite stable at the moment. Most of the kinetic activity is happening to the northeast. And that could change in a matter of hours or a matter of days. But currently, things are stable in the Irish area, where we have about 350 troops, and most of the activity is taking place to the northeast.
So that's some kind of gives them kind of a better feeling about it anyway. But the level of activity that's happening here, people are being evacuated. Israel are pushing massively into the region to try and clear the whole region. They're talking about setting up a security buffer zone, whatever that means and however long that will go on for. But there's intense fighting on the ground there. We don't always see exactly what's going on because of the fog of war, Cathal, but between Hezbollah and Israel, there's casualties at the moment.
Yeah, very much so. And it's important to remember, this is exactly the same war that's taking place in the Gulf at the moment. It's the same war just on two different fronts. One is around the Gulf and second is in South Lebanon. So on one side, you have the Israeli Defense Force. On the other side, you have Hezbollah, which is an Iranian-backed militia operating in Lebanon. Then in between, you've got the United Nations peacekeepers and the Lebanese armed forces, which tries to stay out of the kinetic activity as well. So I guess the current phase of this activity in South Lebanon, it occurred about 48 hours after the first Israeli bomb was dropped on Tehran. You might remember they took out the Ayatollah at the time, and Hezbollah then responded and retaliated as a result of that. They started firing some rockets and some drones into northern Israel, and as a result then the Israelis attacked. So the Israelis have been bombing it and droning South Lebanon for the last couple of weeks, and really only the last few days they've started to launch a ground invasion. And obviously it's focused on the Indonesian area at the moment, but it could drift down towards the Irish post in the coming days and weeks.
What do the Irish peacekeepers do? What are they allowed to do? What's the terms of reference for them in terms of the rules of engagement? Is it self-defence only and protection of civilians?
So there's a UN Security Council resolution which the Irish troops are mandated to implement at the moment. So there's 10,500 international peacekeepers on the Blue Line in South Lebanon, and they're drawn from 40 different countries. And their job is really to observe and report, to protect themselves, obviously conduct patrols, but also protect the civilian population. But in reality, what it means is they're having a dampening effect on the conflict there. If you look at what happened in Gaza about 3 years ago, there was no UN peacekeepers there. And obviously the Israeli Defence Force just completely rubbleized the entire enclave and killed tens of thousands of civilians. And the activities in South Lebanon at the moment haven't been as severe, and primarily as a result of there's an international force there to bear witness and to pass very crucial information back to Dublin and back to New York as well. So there's a UN Security Council meeting taking place this afternoon in New York, and that meeting by diplomats and senior decision makers will be informed by the excellent information that's been passed on by Irish peacekeepers in South Lebanon at the moment.
Yeah, with all of this going on, it does increase the threat, Cathal, doesn't it? We're about to take over the EU presidency in a couple of months' time. There's going to be a lot of security issues, whether it's from Russia, whether it's from Iran. Are we ready? Are we scrambling?
Again, you can never be ready for what can happen unexpectedly. And unfortunately, all the indicators in the Gulf at the moment is that it's pointing towards further escalation. It looks like the Americans are going to launch some kind of a ground incursion / invasion. Yeah,
do you think that's going to, Cathal, do you think with what they're doing, with how they're moving troops into the area, with the fact that the Strait of Hormuz is still closed, despite what's being said from one day to the next by the US and by Donald Trump, do you think that's a real possibility? Are we going to see a ground war here?
It's a possibility for sure, but again, it'll be a limited incursion if it happens at all. There's about four or five very strategically located islands in around Hormuz, and there is a possibility that the American Marines may go and try and seize and hold those. Those islands are contested, and the UAE has territorial claim over them as well, so the White House could claim under a false pretext that they're trying to liberate those islands so they can control the Strait of Hormuz. Then further, about 500 kilometres to the north is Carrick Island as well, and there is a possibility that American airborne troops might be used to seize that, which is a major hub for Iranian oil exports. So the concern is that you wouldn't be moving all those thousands of troops into the area, unless you intend to use them. Now, Pete Hegseth, the American Secretary of War, as he calls himself now, they're having a press conference at 1 p.m. Irish time today. So hopefully around lunchtime Irish time, we might have some indication of the events over the coming days.
Yeah, and that the problem with that, Cathal, is that if that does happen, that's all going in the wrong direction from our point of view. More loss of life, more instability, and more economic cost.
Absolutely, more mission creep for sure. And again, if there's a lot of American fatalities or casualties, that might encourage a White House to be even further engaged in the conflict over the coming weeks. So everything, unfortunately, is going in the opposite direction to where we want it. The moment the direction of travel is non-reassuring, and there's a lot of economic costs for Europe and for Ireland in particular. We've seen under four courts, and that's likely to get worse over the coming days and weeks.
Yeah. Okay, Cathal, thanks for giving us your view on that and your expertise. That's Cathal Berry there, former TD, former Army Ranger, former UN peacekeeper himself in Lebanon and other countries, talking about the reality on the ground in Camp Shamrock and what the mission is, and hopefully all Irish peacekeepers return home. The mission itself is ending at the end of this year, so hopefully they return home safe and sound in what is an increasingly difficult situation. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.